Well, Fiona, the timing this week is perfect for the Andrews Labor government announcement for the Werribee Park Equestrian Centre revamp. They announced this week a $50,000 funding plan to complete the master plan for this centre, which is very exciting news for the sport in this state.
Yes, it's really exciting, and we really appreciate that the state government is stepping in and supporting equestrian sport, and that they've recognised that Werribee Park is the right place for a state facility. So we're really excited to work on that master plan with Sport and Recreation Victoria, with the intent to move forward to apply for more funding in the future to actually redevelop the site.
So this is a very important and fundamental step forward in the broader plan for a modern makeover of this equestrian centre.
Yeah, that's right. So for about the past 30 years, Equestrian Victoria and the Victorian Polo Club have been jointly managing the site with very little input from others. And we've really worked together to make the site the place to run equestrian sports. But it is getting a bit old and tired. And with the urban sprawl, areas like this are really coming under pressure, so to be able to establish the site into the future is really important for the sustainability of our sport.
And no doubt it's been very welcome news for the equestrian community, not just here in Victoria, but interstate as well, because a lot of top riders from other regions of Australia come here on a pretty regular basis throughout the year to compete at major events.
Yeah, the beauty of the Werribee Park site is it caters through from our grassroots participation and athlete development activities. So we run squads here, we have pony club events here, right through to that top Olympic level competition in eventing and show jumping and dressage. So yes, we're really excited, our community is really excited, and it really does drive our sport into the future.
And it helps drive the Victorian economy too. Equestrian would contribute enormously to the Victorian state economy.
Yes, it does. It really does. And not only to the wider state economy, but particularly this Werribee Park precinct, where we're part of the recognised tourism precinct with the zoo, with the mansion hotel, with the wineries, the golf, and then also the equestrian centre that can really bring tourism into the area.
And with the Australian Show Jumping Championships being held here this week, the timing of this announcement is perfect because you've got a great audience to broadcast the news to.
Yes, and the site really is alive this weekend. So, we really encourage everyone to come down and have a look and see some of the most amazing equine and human athletes performing here this weekend.
It looks fantastic. The main competition arena surrounded by a huge trade village, and there are some fantastic initiatives that will take place this afternoon involving some of the big personalities from the racing industry, including Melbourne Cup winning jockey Michelle Payne.
Yes, we've got a really exciting jockeys challenge where you can see some jockeys actually going over some of the tall jumps, and that's a really fun event that spectators always enjoy.
Yeah, and how are you involved or enjoying your involvement in Equestrian in Victoria as the recently newly appointed CEO?
Yeah, it's definitely been a baptism by fire straight into it, but it's really exciting. So I come from a corporate sustainability and responsibility background, so I've been able to bring some of that governance to the organisation, which is great, but horses are my personal passion, so to be able to bring those two things together is really, really exciting.
Yes, you were a rider yourself growing up.
Yes, I've had a couple of off-the-track thoroughbreds as a young rider, and I still do ride, and my kids are starting to ride now too, so definitely recommend the sport.
Yeah. And it must be great to have that background and knowledge and innate understanding of the intricacies of this sport, which can be complex at times.
Yeah, it can be complex. So not only do we have the complexity of the horse and the human in our sport, but we've also got such a variety of disciplines, from dressage through to camp drafting through to racing and mounted games, that the complexity of that, but also the variety that people can get involved with is really, really exciting.
And also a big move for the Equestrian Victoria office, which will be relocating very soon from here at Werribee Park to the Racing Victoria offices on Epsom Road.
Yes, yes. So all of our admin team are moving offices into the Racing Victoria building. Some of our other neighbours there will be writing for the disabled, racing.com. So it really is a equine-focused area, and we're really looking forward to just interacting with the other parts of our industry when we move over there.
It's ideal because we're seeing more and more racing, not just in Victoria but other states as well, linking in strongly with equestrian. The bridge is being sort of lessened now between the two sports, which is really good to see. So being there together under the one roof is going to help both sports, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And the opportunities to start linking more and more horses through into secondary careers after racing is really exciting. And I think we've all got not only a responsibility to do that, but it offers huge opportunities for both sides.
Exciting times. Well done on all you've achieved so far in the short time you've been in the role. Already some significant positive moves forward, and long may there be many more, because there's so much potential for equestrian sport in this state and beyond in Australia to go to a new level.
Yes. Yeah, we're really looking forward to the future. Thanks, Jo.
Great to see you.
Thanks.